What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Fourth and final hour on this Wednesday afternoon. Darren, Donick, and Jace, and now C-Mace. Every Wednesday at 1, driven by Freeland Chevrolet. Chris, how you doing?
Fantastic. And to yourself?
How could we not be fantastic after last night? That was a lot of fun.
That was a good game. It was a lot of fun. Little deceiving, I think, the score, but it was good game, good results. Nice to see the Preds get on the board early. So all things, anytime you win, it's the cure for all. So it was a good night last night. Lots of energy in the building too. Loved it.
Let me peel the curtain back with you, because I love doing this with Skillsy, even though you have to sometimes enter with caution, right? Because you never know what's going to happen.
Always
enter with caution, because you never know how it's going to play out. But
yes.
he told some funny stories last night in post game. You know, I brought up, you know. He said, "You've been in the box a lot." And he laughed. He said, "Yes." And I said, "So just kind of take us through, you know, leaving the box and just kind of the Colton Sissons play." And he told a funny story about he got clipped once on the door and fell out coming out of the box. But so I want you to take us through the mindset of a goalie. You've experienced some things that played out last night. So let's start with the Predators are up 2-0, and right shortly after that Colton Sissons goal, Kasha gets a breakaway, and right after this, I mean, Anaheim could have had the quick response and cut the lead in half. So just talk about the mindset of a goaltender, and Pekka, of course, came up with the big save. When you get that breakaway, and it's mano-a-mano, it's you versus him, and what you're trying to accomplish, and kind of, you know, take us through that play, through your eyes.
Well, anytime a goaltender, especially, you know, somebody with as much experience as Pekka, knows those critical times in a hockey game, you know, and those are one of those times where we saw a couple times last night, actually, he made another big save, and then the Preds went down and scored in the second period, too. But those are one of those times where, you know, it could be a turning point in the hockey game. Like, if he lets that in, all of a sudden the Ducks are back in, because they were playing well. They were getting chances. They outchanced the Preds in the first period. But, you know, the score wasn't really indicative of the type of hockey game it was. So that, again, is, you know, one of those moments in a hockey game as a goaltender. You know that the more of those that you can make, obviously, you know, this goes without saying, but the more you can make of those and frustrate and kind of demoralize the other team, it kind of takes them their belief away a little bit, and it builds, you know, on the flip side, it builds the belief in your team that, hey, you know what, we might not be playing our best hockey right now, but we got a couple goals and our goaltender's keeping it in the hockey game. So as a goaltender, you're fully aware of that, and those swings that can happen within the game. And you know, it was kind of at a fragile point, to be honest with you, because Anaheim was playing really well. They were getting a ton of chances. So that goes in, and you're talking a completely different hockey game. So those saves are just, in retrospect, when you look back, he made plenty of them last night in the first and second period especially.
And so the Predators get to build on that right out of the gates in the second period. Grimaldi gets the goal just over 30 seconds in, and all of a sudden it's 3-0. And so everything feels really, really good. But Anaheim, yet again, has got another opportunity to get a couple minutes later, they get the penalty shot. So what are you going through? You know, we don't see it a ton, but whenever the penalty shot is awarded, so once again, it's just like a shootout, but this is a little bit different. Take us through the mindset of what Pekka and a goaltender is trying to do at that point.
Well, at that point, you're just, you know, you see the play happen, the referee's hand goes up, so you're probably hoping it's a penalty, so you can kill that off. But once it's a penalty shot, you just get in shootout mode, And penalty shots are a little different for whatever reason. I just think it's, unexpected by the player. And, they're not picked by the coach. It's not a formality. It's kind of those spur-of-the-moment type of things. So you just get, Pekka was in the zone last night, so I really honestly don't think it mattered what they do. And, when you get in a situation as a goaltender like that, like, you want the shots. You want them to shoot because it just felt like, it was going to take – a miracle to beat him. They end up getting beat on a turnover. Great shot by Getzlaff, but you could just see that night that no matter what the situation was, he wanted to be in that situation. That penalty shot was no different. I didn't think Terry really executed a very nice move, but again, when you're playing against a goaltender like the way that Pekka was playing, you think, as a player, you go down and you think you have to make a perfect shot to beat him. And then, Pekka turned that away easily. And again, just another demoralizing factor, for the Ducks when you're sitting on the bench thinking, geez, what are we going to do to score on this guy? Yeah. And that gets, it's a mind game out there. And I think that did play a big part, of the game. And Pekka was just, man, he was good.
He was good. And with all that being said, the Predators get their first shorthanded goal of the year. And look who it came from. And it just, what we were just talking about, the missed opportunities by Anaheim. And how about that play? In fact, that was a really interesting perspective. Hal walked us, walked everybody through last night when I asked him to kind of, that's instincts. He made the choice because if Matias doesn't make that play, that could be big trouble. But he makes the play and then finish about the finish. I mean, for what he was able to do to get that shorthanded goal, that was quite impressive.
Well, it was really impressive, and to me, it was even more impressive because I think the penalty kill has kind of been under fire. It hasn't been great this year. I feel what their strengths in past years, they've always had a strong penalty kill, but I feel one of their biggest strengths as a group is their work in the neutral zone. They make it really hard for teams to get into the zone, so you have to, it takes courage because you have to stand up and you have to, you don't back in the neutral zone and you try to do what actually Matias did. But when you have a vulnerable penalty kill, your instincts are to just back in. You know what? We don't want to take any chances. There's a little bit of risk associated with this. We haven't been playing well. We got to back in. We'll just play with caution. But they stood up, and I thought the penalty kill was excellent last night, and they needed that too. But for Matias to stay up and be aggressive like that and then take that shot, he just poked it away, perfectly. And I think, that says a lot about the team in terms of maybe the percentages aren't good and they've been getting scored on and they know they have to be better and they know what they have to do and they're not scared to do it. So I think last night for the penalty kill was huge. And, getting that shorthanded goal was icing on top of that because that really, I think that goal really put the game away.
Chris Mason is with us, and Mace, as you sort of alluded to earlier, that it was a little deceiving how lopsided the score ended up being. The Predators were opportunistic, which was great to be able to cash in. That was sort of the issue last Saturday against the Panthers, not being able to cash in on their best opportunities. But I heard Peter Laviolette after the game still say, we've still got some stuff to work on defensively. And it seems to me that the key element is still going to continue to be balancing the push offensively, the firepower they have, with making sure they don't leave themselves on the opposite side with two-on-ones, three-on-twos, breakaways, because Pekka Rinne erased a lot of mistakes last night.
Yeah, and I feel like that's kind of been the issue right from the beginning of the year where, it's great to score goals, at the rate that they're scoring, but, if your long-term picture your long-term goal is to win in the playoffs and win the Stanley Cup. Ultimately, I know it's forever and a day away, but you have to start getting those good habits because you're not going to be able to score these games aren't going to happen in playoffs. In the second half of the season, they're tight checking hockey games. And, if you make those mistakes, those are mistakes, that's, you end up on the wrong side of a one goal hockey game because you're making those mental lapses or you're taking, you're not weighing the risk reward. You think you can go for a puck and all of a sudden you get in there and you try to poke it away and all of a sudden they chip it by. It's a 2-on-1 in the back of your net. So these are some of the things that I think they're correctable. It's just a commitment and it's still early in the season, and there's a lot of teams that have, you know, I've watched some other games too, and a lot of the same stuff's going on for a lot of teams right now. That's why the goal scoring's up and all this, but it's definitely something you kind of want to take care of as soon as possible, because, you know, I don't think the Predators, or anyone for that matter, can really keep up, you know, the pace of goals they're scoring, and that type of hockey just doesn't translate in the playoffs. So I know that that's got to be a big priority inside that locker room. And I know Peter wants to take care of some of the bad habits. And, you know, sometimes I feel they get running around a little bit in the defensive zone. They like to play man on man. And, in you know, when you play those types of systems, if one guy gets out of position, you know, you lend yourself to open up a good scoring chance. So I think it's just the more games they get under their belt and everybody gets on the same page, I think will be a benefit to them. But, you know, you want to win those games 2-1, too, right? You want to be able to win those hockey games as well. You don't necessarily need the 5-4s and the 6-5s. It's nice, exciting games to call, that's for sure. But if you're looking at the big picture, you want to get that goals against average down as a team.
Tomorrow night, Minnesota Wild come in. They really struggled out of the gate, but they've won their last two games, even though they've got some guys banged up. It appears that Dubnyk will not be able to play tomorrow. Got hurt during the game last night. They've called up another goalie.
Pretty early on, Salek. Yeah. Well, still preserve the shutout.
Yeah, and Dubnyk, I still don't understand how all the goalie stats work, but he got the win.
Yes.
Dubnyk still got the win.
I know.
But
when you get the win, if you're in the hockey game and your team is, you're in net for the game-winning goal, you get credited with the win.
Okay.
So they had already scored, because the final was 3-0.
Yeah.
They scored three, I think, they scored three right away.
Oh, okay. So they
I can't
scored.
Remember exactly what it was, but he was the goalie of record when the game-winning goal was scored.
Okay.
So he gets credit.
So I think we're all curious, Mace, on how the Wild look already for the second time coming through town.
Who gets credit, by the way, real quick, for the shutout? How does that work?
No one. It's a joint shutout, so not one guy gets it. It counts as a joint shutout. It's a separate category.
Okay.
I think I've had one of those once. I think it was with Vokoun, but
really,
maybe we'll have to look into that.
Were you the relief pitcher, or did you start?
I think I was the relief pitcher. I came in. He had enough, and I went in there and closed her out.
A couple of strikeouts to end it.
Couple, yeah.
Goalie stats with C-Mace here.
Yeah. Hey, I'm the worst at that. I don't even know. But anyway, I know the win thing, because I've been on both sides of that. But you know, for Minnesota though, honestly, I mean, we've been around this game for a long, long time, and you cannot overlook anybody in the league. And I think a lot of times, you know, people get caught up in looking at the standings and looking at, you know, how this team started, and oh, they don't have this person and that person. I just feel in this league, if you don't come and play your best game, or you play the way that you play hockey, you know, you play a game the way that you're going to go play the Vegas Golden Knights, if you go out and play the Arizona Coyotes differently, you're going to lose that hockey game. You have to bring your best game, whatever your team identity is, you have to bring that, and you have to have everybody, you know, on board. And I think the Minnesota Wild, again, is another team that if you say, well, you know, Anaheim was playing well, they're second in the Pacific, and in the dressing room you're thinking, well, you know, Minnesota Wild, they're not doing so good. Yeah, they beat Edmonton, but Dubnyk's not playing. We only need to, you know, give it 85% and we'll probably win this hockey game. That's not the way it works in the NHL. So I think the Predators, it's good, I think, that they have a lot of things to still work on. Just finding that consistency, because, you know, from game to game, I think they put in a couple good defensive efforts. I think Peck has saved their bacon a couple times. But I'll tell you what, I will be interested to see who's going to get the start, because Saros has had some pretty good games against Minnesota in the past, and this might be a good opportunity for him to get back in there on a team that he's familiar with and has had some success against.
Chris Mason just read my mind, because I was about to ask you about UC Saros, because you figure he's going to be starting in one of these next two games. But my question is, what is the conversation like between UC Saros and Ben Vanderklok, the goalie coach? Because it hasn't been the greatest start for UC Saros thus far.
You know, if I'm in this situation, and, you know, I'm the goalie coach, and I know Ben is, you know, such a passionate guy, and he's always really conscious of, you know, the guy's psyche and really being careful to help put them in the right you know, state of mind. I think you're just, there's obviously some things that in the games that maybe, you know, he let in a couple goals here or there, but I think that the last game against Arizona, there's, you know, a lot of things that he did well. He played well. He hasn't got the goal support. That's one of the things that say, hey, you know, Juice, it's early. You know, you guys haven't played that well in front of you. Just keep going, battling in practice. Let's find some drills to get you feeling good and kind of get that confidence. I just keep building the confidence and don't let him get down. It's tough enough. It's always hard to begin the season because everything is under such a big microscope, and I think it gets blown out of proportion. Like, everybody's talking about, well, Nashville's averaging, you know, whatever, 5 goals a game. They're going to, if they keep this pace, they're going to beat, you know, Tampa Bay from last year and all these different things. That just, it's just not, you know, it's not going to happen. So I think for a goaltender, and for, you know, Ben and the coaches and probably Peckett too, is just to just keep building them up. Just be there as a support system. Just, you know, give them some good goaltending drills to keep that confidence going and keep them sharp. So they're not too worried about it. I'm not worried about it at all. But it just, you know, you want to get in the win column and you want to put a good game under your belt too sooner rather than later so it doesn't end up snowballing.
I was going to ask you about Halloween, but we can do that next Wednesday because that'll be the day before.
Ooh.
So I'll save that, okay?
Okay.
That'll be good.
I want to see if I can get anything out of you for Thursday. There is a home game.
There is.
I don't even know. I don't think we're doing anything on the broadcast, but
really?
I don't think so. Well, you know what Willie and I talked about too is like, how would it look if we dressed up as, let's say, you know, Mario and Luigi, and all of a sudden we're down 3-0 after the first period. Come on. Hey, Luigi! Hey, Philip Forsberg! Like, I don't know. It just doesn't fly. You know, I don't know. That's a tough one.
That's good stuff.
Hey, so I want you to know you passed inspection last night when I came up to the booth. Glad to see everything clean up there. So it was good.
Buddy, I got excited and nervous to see it, but I'm glad you're keeping tabs on Bridgestone during the games.
Yeah, absolutely. No citations. Yep. Good stuff as always. Good to talk to you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Chris Mason, driven by Freeland Chevrolet every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase next.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.